Shoftim Perek Vav Pasuk Chaf Aleph. So Gideon has put the meal that he was going to give the Malach on a flat stone, and now the Malach is going to show him that he's not just an ordinary person, he's a Malach, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has accepted Gideon's offering. So, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Vayishlach Malach Hashem es Kitzei HaMeshenes Asher B'yado. So the Malach of Hashem extended, stuck out the end of the staff that was in his hand, which was just a prop. A malach doesn't need a walking stick. The Malbim points out that because a korban to Hashem can't be accepted by anybody else, including a malach, so the malach couldn't, like, accept the korban or take the korban. It was going to be HaKadosh Baruch who's doing that the korban would be consumed. So he merely extends his staff over towards the korban in order for it to be niskabel, to be accepted. Vayiga babosar uvamatzos. And with the end of the staff, he touched the meat and the matzos that were there together with the liquid that had been poured over them. Vata'al ho'esh min hatzur. And fire arose from the rock itself. Vatochal es habosar ves hamatzos. And it consumed the meat and the matzos and the liquid that had been poured over both of them. Umalach Hashem holach me'enov. And the malach of Hashem disappeared from his eyes. So a tremendous miracle in the blink of an eye. Everything has been consumed, not by a fire that came down from heaven. We'll see that happen later on when we talk about Shimshon, but a fire that emanates and comes up from the rock itself to consume the carbon from below. And the malach has disappeared. Chavbeiz vayar Gideon ki malach Hashem hu. And so now, Gideon, with the physical limitations of his senses, finally realizes that this was a Malach Hashem. Until now, he had a suffix, the Metzudas David says. That's why he had asked for an os, for a sign from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He had believed that it was a messenger from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that it should be a spiritual Malach rather than a physical person, that he waited for this confirmation. Vayomer Gideon, and there's a little separation in the Psukim when it's written in a cloth. There's a stuma here. There's a space in between, an enclosed space, where first Gideon has the realization. I don't know the purpose of the space in the writing, unless it's to emphasize that complete change of perception that Gideon has now experienced. So there's kind of a moment's pause of this great momentous moment when a physical being has gotten exposure to direct Nisim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayomer Gideon, aha Hashem Elokim. And so Gideon said, alas, woe, aha is an expression of grief. Hashem, my Lord, ki al kein ro'isi malach Hashem ponim el ponim. Because I have now seen an angel of God face to face. And Gideon was worried, because in those days it was understood that if a person saw a malach, that he would die. Even Yaakov Avinu gave thanks that when he was wrestling Esav's malach, that he was saved from death. He said, "Ki ra'isi Elokim ponim el ponim," that I have seen sarisi and ra'isi. I have seen God face to face. Not that I won a wrestling match, but that I saw a malach of God face to face and did not die. So even Yaakov Avinu was concerned about such things, and Gideon now is very worried. And we'll see the same thing happens later with Shimshon's parents. When they see a nes and realize it was a malach with them, that they are afraid that this heralds the end of their time in the physical plane. Because once one sees supernatural beings, perhaps one is not going to be comfortable and suited for the physical plane any longer. It's a sign that one is departing and moving on. Chav Gimel Vayomer Lo Hashem Shalom Lecha Al Tira. So some say this was a nevuah, a bas kol of some kind. Some say the malach made a very quick cameo appearance and returned. And so Hashem spoke to Gideon and said, peace unto you, peace be with you. Shalom lecha, may peace be with you in the future. Al tira lo samos. Do not be afraid, you shall not die. Meaning you shall not die at this moment. All people's time is up eventually at some pace, at some point. But in this case, this is not heralding his death. Peace be with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and that's going to impact the name of the Mizbeach that Gideon is going to build based on this revelation to him. So he did not want to be disrespectful, but we know that the word shalom is one of the names of God, so we have to treat that word with respect, the Me'am Lois points out. Chav Dalad, Vayiven Shom Gidon Mizbeach LaHashem. On that spot, Gidon built an altar there to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We will see very shortly in his hometown there were a lot of altars, but none of them were to God. They were to different Avodah Zarah, particularly Baal. And Gidon now builds a pure Mizbeach, Mizbeach HaShem. Vayikra lo HaShem Shalom. And inspired by the Ruach HaKodesh, or by the message from the Malach, he names the Mizbeach HaShem Shalom. God is peace. And something that, unfortunately, the Christians try to steal this sort of thing from us all the time. Hashem Shalom is a very Jewish concept. Hashem is peace. It's one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ad HaYom HaZeh, until today, it is still there. Odenu Bo'ofras Avi HaEzri, in Ofra of Avi Ezer. And that is Shmuel HaNavi talking, who is the compiler of Sefer Shoftim, that Mizbeach remains there. As a great place of Klal Yisrael based on this revelation to Gidon in that spot. And that is in the Nachala of Aviezer of Shevet Menasheh.